Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Be healed in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Welcome, 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 everyone, to the I Am a Ruby Network Global Broadcast. Hallelujah. This is our Pastor's Sunday on today, and we're just excited, hallelujah, about how God's going to move on this line, hallelujah, all over the country, hallelujah, all over the world. He's going to move. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We start out today, hallelujah, with our scripture reading by Prophetess Dominique, and she'll be followed by Apostle Trina with our opening prayer. Hallelujah. Prophetess Dominique, the mic is yours. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. The scripture reading is changed. I think it's Prophetess Irene.
Prophetess Irene, amen.
Yes, I'm here.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. I'm going to be reading from Psalms 40, verse, the first verse to the third. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my going. And he put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall seek and fear and shall trust in the Lord. Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Lord God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we glorify your name. We thank you, Father God. You said where there are two or more gathered in your name, there you are in the midst. We thank you for coming and meeting us here, Lord God. We thank you for coming before us, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. And we love you and we glorify your name, Father God. And just thank you and help me to pray your will in your heart, Father God, this morning. Father God, we thank you for Blog Talk Radio, Father. We thank you for the leaders. We thank you for Dr. Apostle Marcia Jones, Father. We thank you for the speaker, for the testimonies. Father God, we thank you for the healing. We thank you for salvation. We just thank you. It's already done. We thank you, Father God, for the price that you paid, Lord, on Calvary's cross for us, Lord God. We thank you for making a way out of no way. We thank you for blessing us with the treasures of heaven, of riches of the treasures of heaven, Father God, of wisdom and knowledge and understanding. We thank you for new revelation knowledge. We thank you for understanding and giving us ears to hear and a heart to receive what the Spirit of the Lord has to say in Jesus' name. And I thank you that we're not forgetful hearers, but we're doers of your word and your will, Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, that when we fall short, Lord God, that you bless us and you pick us up and we can continue to walk down that straight and narrow path, Father God, even when we our natural man don't feel like it, Father God. I thank you in Jesus' name for making every crooked path straight in our life, Father God, for your people, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray, Father God, that you would just give us a fresh love for your word, to hear your word, to meditate on your word, to walk in and live in your word, Father God, every day. But let us become living epistles, Lord God, glorifying you, Father God, everywhere that we go, everything that we do, Father God, in Jesus' name. In spite of the trials and the things that we may experience in our life on any given day, Father God, I pray that we would just fall in love with you and depend on you and lean on you every day, that we will live a life of worship and praise, Father God. I pray that we will never get so religious, Lord God, so religious, but I pray that, Lord God, that we would just have a personal, intimate relationship with you every day, Father God, in Jesus' name, loving you with our actions, Lord God, and the things that we say and do, Father God. I thank you for blessing our leaders here and the hearers, Lord God, our visitors, Lord, bless them and their family members, Lord God. In Jesus' name, Lord God, I thank you, Father God, for the treasures of heaven, Lord God. I thank you for opening up those doors, Father God, in Jesus' name, and pouring out the riches of your word and finances and everything, Lord God, that pertains to life and godliness in Jesus' name belongs to us now in Jesus' name, Lord God. Thank you for this opportunity to pray, Father God, and I thank you, Father God, in Jesus' name. We count it as done for your glory, Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord God, in Jesus' name, Lord. And we love you and we adore you, Father God. Thank you for meeting every need, every desire of everyone's heart, Father God. I thank you for speaking directly and personally to each and every one of us, Lord God, in Jesus' name, Lord God. You know where we are, and I thank you for meeting us where we are, Father God, in the natural and spiritually, Father, in Jesus' name, Lord God. I thank you for your voice, that we can hear your voice through the message in Jesus' name and take ownership of every word, Lord God, that we will leave off this line changed, Lord God, in our minds, in our hearts, and our lifestyle, Father God. We thank you for freedom, healing, and deliverance, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we love you, Holy Spirit, and we bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Powerful prayer, Apostle Trina. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The blowing of the shofar. Hallelujah. Stirred up the atmosphere. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Prophet Irene, bless the Lord for you on today for bringing forth that scripture. Hallelujah. And then the prayer that went forth, my God. Hallelujah. All I kept seeing, hearing in the spirit, hallelujah, and seeing in the spirit, I kept seeing people praising God. Hallelujah. And they just kept saying, come on and bless me, Lord. Come on and bless me, Lord. Bless me, Lord. Hallelujah. Come on and bless me, Lord. Come on and bless me, Lord. Bless me, Lord. And I'll give it all back to you. Hallelujah. That's what I kept hearing, Apostle Trina, as you kept going forth. Man said, look at God, how he's moving. He said, I'll bless you in the city. I'll bless you in the field. I'll bless you all up under the bridge. Everywhere you go, declare and decree that you are blessed. Walk in and move in it. Hallelujah. Move by his spirit. It's already done. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I want to thank you, women of God, for coming forth. Glory to God. Hallelujah. May God bless you. Hallelujah. Times infinity. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, amen. Jesus. Now it's time, hallelujah, for the blessed the morning. Hallelujah.
Now the gates of Jericho were securely barred because of the Israelites. No one went out, and no one came in. Then the Lord said to Joshua,
see, I have delivered Jericho into your hands, along with its king and its fighting men. March around the city once with all the armed men. Do this for 6 days. Have 7 priests carry trumpets of ram's horns in front of the ark. On the 7th day, march around the city 7 times with the priest blowing the trumpets. When you hear them sound a long blast on the trumpets, have the whole army give a loud shout. Then the wall of the city will collapse, and the army will go up, everyone straight in.
So Joshua, son of Nun, called the priests and said to them,
take up the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord, and have 7 priests carry trumpets in front of it.
And he ordered the army,
advance! March around the city with an armed guard, going ahead of the Ark of the Lord.
When Joshua had spoken to the people, the 7 priests carrying the 7 trumpets before the Lord went forward, blowing their trumpets, and the Ark of the Lord's covenant followed them. The armed guard marched ahead of the priests who blew the trumpets, and the rear guard followed the Ark. All this time the trumpets were sounding, but Joshua had commanded the army,
do not give a war cry. Do not raise your voices. Do not say a word until the day I tell you to shout. Then shout!
So he had the Ark of the Lord carried around the city, circling it once. Then the army returned to camp and spent the night there. Joshua got up early the next morning, and the priests took up the Ark of the Lord. The 7 priests, carrying the 7 trumpets, went forward, marching before the Ark of the Lord and blowing the trumpets. The armed men went ahead of them, and the rear guard followed the Ark of the Lord while the trumpets kept sounding. So on the 2nd day, they marched around the city once and returned to the camp. They did this for 6 days. On the 7th day, they got up at daybreak and marched around the city 7 times in the same manner, except that on that day, they circled the city 7 times. The 7th time around, when the priests sounded the trumpet blast, Joshua commanded the army,
shout! Shout! For the Lord has given you the city. The city and all that is in it are to be devoted to the Lord. Only Rahab the prostitute and all who are with her in her house shall be spared, because she hid the spies we sent. But keep away from the devoted things, so that you will not bring about your own destruction by taking any of them. Otherwise, you will make the camp of Israel liable to destruction and bring trouble on it. All the silver and gold and the articles of bronze and iron are sacred to the Lord and must go into his treasury.
When the trumpet sounded, the army shouted, and at the sound of the trumpet, when the men gave a loud shout, the wall collapsed. So everyone charged straight in, and they took the city. They devoted the city to the Lord and destroyed with the sword every living thing in it, men and women, young and old, cattle, sheep, and donkeys. Joshua said to the 2 men who had spied out the land,
go into the prostitute's house and bring her out and all who belong to her, in accordance with your oath to her.
So the young men who had done the spying went in and brought out Rahab, her father and mother, her brothers and sisters, and all who belonged to her. They brought out her entire family and put them in a place outside the camp of Israel. Then they burned the whole city and everything in it. But they put the silver and gold and the articles of bronze and iron into the treasury of the Lord's house. But Joshua spared Rahab, the prostitute, with her family and all who belonged to her, because she hid the men Joshua had sent as spies to Jericho, and she lives among the Israelites to this day. At that time, Joshua pronounced this solemn oath,
cursed before the Lord is anyone who undertakes to rebuild this city, Jericho. At the cost of his firstborn son, he will lay its foundations. At the cost of his youngest, he will set up its gates.
So the Lord was with Joshua, and his fame spread throughout the land.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You listen to that blessed morning. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You'll hear
Glory to God. The Lord saying, follow my commands. Don't move until I tell you to move. Don't move before it's time. Don't tip your hand to the no name. Come on, somebody. On today. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And then when he tells you to do something, do it right then. Do it right away. Don't wait. He's telling you what to do, how to defeat the no name. How to get the blessing in advance of the no name arriving at that place. My God. Hallelujah. Just excited, excited, excited. Speaking on today. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Taking my notes. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And going to go back over it. Hallelujah. Because he's got much to say and much for us to hear and do in this hour. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now we'll have our seed planting. Glory to God. Hallelujah. By Prophetess Dominique. Hallelujah. The mic is yours.
Amen, amen. I will be coming out of the NIV version from Acts 32 through 36. The believers share their possessions. All the believers were one in heart and mind. No one claimed that any of their possessions was their own, but they shared everything they had. With great power, the apostles continued to testify to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and God's grace was so powerful at work in them all that there were no needy persons among them. For, from time to time, those who owned land or houses sold them, brought the money from the sales, and put it at the apostles' feet, and it was distributed to anyone who had a need. Amen. God, touch everyone that's giving, touch every home and hand on today for being obedient by tithing on today. Touch the hearts and those who desire to give or couldn't, because tithing is very, very important. We thank you, God, for another day, and thank you for joining us together again as one. You can go to your PayPal account, and you can sow your seed to the IamARuby.com, amen. Bless all of you on this line listening in on today. Amen.
Amen. Bless you, Prophetess Dominique. Hallelujah. Did y'all hear that? They brought in, my God, hallelujah, the finances, whatever you want to call it. They brought in the good. They brought in the blessings and laid it at the apostles' feet. Come on, somebody. That's so that everybody could have, not just one. She said everybody. And I keep thinking, Lord, hallelujah, if I give my 10%, hallelujah, I'm not going to give it grudgingly. I'm going to be a cheerful giver, hallelujah, so there may be meat in my house always. Come on, somebody. In the name of Jesus, even in the midst of a storm, even in the midst of famine, you're always going to have, hallelujah, what you need when you need it. Glory to God. And so just excited, excited, excited on today. Glory to God, hallelujah. Thank you, Prophetess Dominique. Glory to God, hallelujah, for going forth. My. Hallelujah. They said everybody had. Sow into the apostles. Sow into the kingdom. Hallelujah. And oh, my God, hallelujah. He keeps saying, so be it unto us, so be it unto us, so be it unto us. Hallelujah. That means we all win. All we do is win. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
All we do is win. Hallelujah. If you're facing some situation now, hallelujah, just start hollering. All we do is win. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
All the way.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Go nowhere but up. Come on, somebody.
Yes,
in the name
Lord.
Of Jesus, all you got to do is go up. Hallelujah.
Yes,
unlimited
Lord.
Power. Unlimited
yes,
praise.
Lord.
Unlimited
thank
peace.
You,
y'all need some peace hallelujah. In your home. Peace settled in
yes,
your mind,
Lord.
In your body, in your temple. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. All the way up. Hallelujah. Unlimited praise. Unlimited prosperity. Come on, somebody. Unlimited penetration. You're always penetrating those walls that the no name has put up. Come on, somebody. In the name of Jesus, glory to God. Hallelujah. You're going into his camp. The Lord's allowing you to penetrate every, my God, every wall that's been put up.
Hallelujah. He's going to allow those walls to come down. Y'all see how it's tying together on today? Glory to God. It's tying right all together. Hallelujah. In the testimony, you heard what he said. Walk around that wall 7 times. Hallelujah. But before you go around the 8th time, don't you shout. He said, I want you to wait until the 8th time. Hallelujah. You've gone around your 7 laps. That last time he said, I want you to shout. Hallelujah. I'm telling y'all, dig deep on today. Even if you don't do it on the line, hallelujah, get in your secret place, get in your house, wherever you are, and just begin to shout, I'm all the way up. You keep, my God, you keep saying, I'm down, I'm down, I'm down. Watch your words. Hallelujah. Watch your mouth. Watch it. Tame that tongue. Tame that pink tornado. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Tell God, Lord, I just thank you in advance of what I'm about to sow, even if you don't have it. My God, hallelujah. He gave us the ability to get wealth. You might not have it right now, but you have it because you're an heir. Come on, somebody. I got to teach today in the name of Jesus. We've got to learn how to give. He said in his word, it's better to give than to receive. Glory to God. He didn't say it. I mean, I didn't say it. He said it, and that settles it. He's going to give it all back to you. So just begin to bless the Lord and watch him give it all back to you. You shall recover all. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Now we go into our time of praise and worship. Hallelujah.
No rocks to cry out in my place. He's been too good. I can see the lightning, I can feel the thunder, I can hear the voices proceeding from your throne. I can see the lightning, I can feel the thunder, I can hear the voices proceeding from your throne. Only one word comes to mind. There's only one word to describe. Holy, holy, yeah. Lord God
down.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah for that praise and worship. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We've come to a turn. Hallelujah. Now it's time for our speaker. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Introducing our speaker is our very own, hallelujah, Evangelist Mother Pat. Hallelujah. The mic is yours.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all be glad and rejoice in it. Amen. Hallelujah. What can I tell you about the speaker? I've been knowing her for 36 years. She is truly the love of my life. She is one of three children that God has blessed me with. She is a 2000s. If I'm not mistaken, 15, I'm in Ruby School at a prophet. First, she started out as a prophet, evangelist prophet, and now she's a pastor. She is also cum laude at Bradman University. Hallelujah. She has a bachelor's degree in arts. Hallelujah. And excuse me, a bachelor's degree of art, organization leadership. And yes, she is cum laude. Hallelujah. She stands about 5'3" tall, give or take. She's such a humble person. She has a sweet spirit. And she'll help anybody if she can. She learned what she learned by God's grace and His mercy. She never complains about anything. And she always give God the glory, the honor, and the praise. She said, if God can't do it, it can't be done. I'm going to introduce to some and present to others. Even in the midst of her bereavement, she still got a word for the people of God. Even though she laid her grandmother to rest on yesterday, she still got a word for the people of God. She moved tough out of the way. And she said, it's all about you, God. As I said before, I'm present to some and introduce to the other, the speaker of the hour, the love of my life for the last 36 years, my middle child, who I am truly blessed to have in my life. Pastor, prophet, evangelist, Sonika Porter, my Lord, the mic is yours. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father God, we come in your name, higher devotion, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we remove stuff out of the way, Father God, so that we can preach the word that you have today, Father God. We decrease so that you can increase, Father God. We give you all praise, glory, and honor. We ask that every mind and heart are free and clear and ready to receive this word, Father God, and that they will hide it in their heart so that the no name cannot snatch it, Father God. We thank you for this word of the hour on today, Father God, and we seal this prayer in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Before I preach today, I'm just going to give a quick testimony. Habakkuk 2:3 says, for the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. I was supposed to preach this sermon in my mind the second Sunday of this month during the midst of Hurricane Irma. But how many of you all know that that wasn't the time or the place for me to preach this word on today? The Lord let me know that today was the appointed time for me to preach this word, and I had to wait and have patience and faith because God's vision will surely come, and His promises and prophecies and manifestations, they will come. but it's going to come on God's time. His time is not the time that we know. And I just thank the Lord for being reminded of that. Today's topic is going to be the power of prayer. The subtopic is why you aren't witnessing and experiencing the power of God through your prayer. Once again, the topic is the power of prayer. The subtopic is why you aren't witnessing and experiencing the power of God through prayer. John 15:7 tells us, if you would dwell in me and my words would dwell in you, whatever you would wish, you must immediately ask and it will be done for you. The reason why our prayers are not being answered is because we aren't abiding in God. Abide means to remain, to live, to continue, to persist, to lodge, to sojourn, to dwell, and to endure. In Hebrew and Greek, it means, for Hebrew, yashab, which means to dwell, and mina, which means to remain. Again, we see in John 15:7, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you should ask what you will and it should be done unto you. God is saying that's the reason why we aren't experiencing and witnessing the power of him through our prayer. We know that in Numbers 23:19, it's a scripture that we quote famously. But we know that in this particular chapter of Numbers 23:19, we know that God tells us, God is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should be sorry. Has he said, and will he not do it? Or has he spoken, and will he not make it good? So in order to have your prayers answered and to witness the power of God through your prayer, you have to first of all know that God doesn't lie. We already know that if you ask God for anything, he'll give it to you. But you have to know that if you ask him, you have to expect that he will answer that prayer. Number two, we know that Isaiah 55:10-11 tells us, for as the rain and snow come down from heaven and do not return there, but water the earth and make it bring forth and bud, so it gives seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so my word will go forth out of my mouth. It will not return to me empty-handed, but it will accomplish that which I please, and it will succeed wherever I send it. You have to take God at his word. That's why you aren't seeing the experiences and witnessing the power and manifestation of God through prayer, because you aren't taking him at his word. You have to know that his word will never return to us void. Ephesians 6:18 reminds us that we have to pray in the Spirit. And it reads, through every prayer and entreaty by praying always in the Spirit and being alert in him by means of every perseverance and entreaty concerning all the saints. That means we have to learn how to pray in the Spirit. The majority of time when we're praying, we aren't praying in the Spirit, we are praying in the flesh. And when we pray in the flesh, God doesn't hear those prayers. But when you pray in the Spirit, he will answer those prayers. We see in Romans 8:26 that we have to allow the Spirit to make intercession for us. And Romans 8:26 says, and likewise also the Spirit helps together with us in our weakness, for we do not know what we should pray according to what is needed, but the Spirit himself intercedes in utterance groaning. So the Spirit, if you pray in the Spirit, the Spirit is going to intercede on your behalf because you don't know what to pray for because you're praying in the Spirit. But the Spirit will intercede and utterly groaning and help you with your prayer, so that you can experience and witness the power of God through your prayer.
James 5:16 tells us that we should confess our sins to each other and pray for one another. We have to remember that in order to have our prayers answered, we should be also praying for others too. We should never just go to God and pray for ourselves. Me, 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 me. God, can you do this for me? God, can you do that for me? We should also be praying for one another also and confessing our sins to each other. We know that when we come together and pray together, that God answers the prayers of the righteous. So God wants us to know that you have to know that he doesn't lie, that we have to pray in the Spirit. We have to allow the Spirit to make intercession for us. We have to confess our sins to each other and pray for one another. And lastly, Philippians 7 tells us, do not be anxious for anything. So God is telling us in order to experience his manifestation through our prayers that you have to be anxious for nothing and that you have to make your request known to God. And you have to trust that, as Philippians 4:7 says, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will keep your hearts and your thoughts and purposes on God. Father God, we come in your name, Lord. Thank you for telling us about the power of prayer and why our prayers have not been answered and why we haven't experienced and saw your manifestation, Father God. Now that we know what we have to do to experience your manifestation, Father God, we just thank you on today, Father God, that everyone will be able to come to you boldly, Father God, so they will know that you don't lie, Father God, and that your word will never return void, Father God, and that the Spirit, Father God, makes intercession on our behalf, Father God, and that we are to pray in the Spirit, Father God, and pray for one another, Father God, and to never be anxious for anything when we're praying, Father God. We just bless your holy name that this word would touch someone on today, Father God, so they can experience, Father God, and witness your power, your demonstrations through prayer, Father God. We thank you for this word on today. We come against any whiplash, any backlash, any silent killers, any premature deaths, any heart attacks, strokes, aneurysms, Father God, to the 10th generation. We seal this prayer in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. I turn it back over to you, moderator, Apostle Jones. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, everybody. Hallelujah. I was trying to get it all in. Hallelujah. Just then. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Why aren't your prayers being manifested? Why aren't you experiencing the manifestation? Why aren't you experiencing the manifestation? Why are you not witnessing and experiencing the manifestation of God in the power of prayer? Prayer, there is much power. My God, hallelujah. Thank you, woman of God. Glory to God, hallelujah. Just want to cover her. Glory to God, and then we'll have our altar call. Glory to God, and proceed as the Holy Ghost leads. Glory to God, hallelujah. Lord God, we thank you for Pastor Shanika on today, Lord God. We thank you, Holy Ghost, for the powerful word that she brought to the table. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. As we feasted on your word, oh God, hallelujah, Lord God, we repent right now in the name of Jesus for every time that we didn't pray, every time that we should have prayed, every time, my God, hallelujah, every time we didn't want to pray, but we did, and we did it begrudgingly. Lord God, we ask you to forgive us in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Lord God, help us to do better. Think through our mind, hallelujah. Speak through our vocal cord, Lord God. Teach us, hallelujah. You gave us the model prayer as an example, Lord God. Teach us what to pray for and how to pray for it, how to receive it, hallelujah, cheerfully in the name of Jesus, and give, hallelujah. And in return, Lord God, it can be, hallelujah, used for your glory, hallelujah. And we'll give it all back to you. We'll, hallelujah, sow it into our neighbors, our brothers, our sisters, hallelujah, even those that yet pass us by, that we're not in contact with, Lord God. We thank you, Holy Ghost, that our shadow shall make, hallelujah, contact and heal their land. Glory to God. So, Lord God, we continue to pray, hallelujah, everything, Lord God, that she poured out. We thank you, Holy Ghost, that you've already replenished her in the name of Jesus. Every issue of life that she's faced with, Lord God, we thank you, Holy Ghost, that you told her, hallelujah, earlier, Lord God, and there's a reminder, a friendly reminder, Lord God, all she does is win, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, and she's going all the way up, glory to God, all the way up in the name of Jesus, and Lord God, we thank you that she continues to study and stand firm on your word, Lord God, bless her family, indeed, comfort, keep, Lord God, them in perfect peace and harmony. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you that you dispatch your warring angels out on their behalf, hallelujah, gathering up every blessing with their name on it and delivering it to her door. Lord God, we thank you, Holy Ghost, hallelujah, that it is so and that it is already done in Jesus' mighty and matchless name, hallelujah, amen, amen, and amen, hallelujah. Bless you, one of God, for that powerful word on today. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We've now come to a place in our program. Glory to God. Hallelujah. In this service, glory to God, where we open up the doors. Hallelujah. Pastor Malvin Wisdom Jones, the mic is yours. Hallelujah.
Amen. 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 Endless love. Come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord. Do not touch what is unclean, and I will receive you. 2 Corinthians 6:17. Dinah Ross and Lionel Richie released one of history's most famous songs when they sang Endless Love in 1981. How many times have we heard it at weddings? But Endless Love implies eternity. And that's why it's important to fall in love with someone who knows and loves the same Savior you do. All of us have sinned. The death of Christ on the cross to pay for those sins. The resurrection of Christ was to provide life everlasting for those who follow him. And this offer of the free gift of salvation is to all. The doors of the church are now open. We open our arms to welcome those who want to make Jesus Christ the head of their life. Saints are welcome to come for prayer as well. We extend our hands in fellowship as we offer to walk down the aisles of discipleship toward the altar, kneeling at the altar and confessing our sins, transgressions, and iniquities, declaring Christ as the head of our life. Let us allow him to abide in us as we abide in him. Angels in heaven rejoice as we accept Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior. Come as you are. Is there one? Will you come? Is there one? Will you come? Having said that, and understanding that there are those who would come, who could not come, who are within the sound of my voice, I ask you to join us in this prayer. Father God, we come to you with the understanding that we are all sinners. As in Romans 3:10, we declare and decree that as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. We acknowledge and bewail our manifold sins and wickedness that we have grievously committed against your divine majesty. We confess that we are all sinners in need of mercy and forgiveness from God, Titus 3:5-7. We submit that we deserve eternal punishment. Hear our words, O Lord, as a sinner's plea for grace instead of judgment. It is our prayer for mercy instead of wrath. Thank you, God, for what you have done to redeem our lost and sinful condition. As God Almighty, you took on the flesh and became a human being in the personage of Jesus Christ. He taught the truth about God as he lived a perfectly righteous and sinless life. He died on the cross in our place, taking the punishment that we reserve, that we deserve. He rose from the dead to demonstrate his victory over sin, death, and hell. Because of his death, burial, and resurrection, we can have our sins forgiven and be promised an eternal home in heaven if we will just place our faith in Jesus Christ. As we have to do, all we have to do is believe that he died in our place and rose from the dead. He can be saved by grace alone, through faith alone, in Jesus Christ alone. Ephesians 2:8 declares, "For it is by grace you have been saved, through faith, and this is not for yourself, it is the gift of God."
Alone in a room, it's just me and you. I've been so lost, 'cause I don't know what to do. Now what if I choose the wrong thing to do? I'm so afraid of disappointing you.
Amen, amen. Open up your heart to Jesus Christ as the head of your life. Apostle Dr. Firestarter, the microphone is yours.
Glory to God. Bless you, Pastor Malvin. Hallelujah. Excited, excited, excited. Hallelujah. That was a call, y'all. Hallelujah to all of us. Glory to God. This entire service, hallelujah, from the reading of the scripture. Actually, let's go back to the opening song. Hallelujah. All the way up to this appointed time has all tied in. It's all ingrained, intertwined. Hallelujah. Just like our DNA. Hallelujah. He's all ingrained in our DNA. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And this word, my God, hallelujah, let it manifest. Let it become ingrained. Hallelujah. Let it become one with your spirit. Glory to God. Hallelujah. At this time, we will open the floor for remarks. Hallelujah. You have, hallelujah, a word for the woman of God, Pastor Shanika. Hallelujah. If you have comments on, hallelujah, on today's word, hallelujah, the mic is yours. Please go one at a time. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The power of prayer. Woo, thank you, Jesus. Pastor Shanika, what I want to say to you, not just as your mother, hallelujah, as your friend in the ministry, even as your daughter in the ministry, the power of prayer, that really touched me. Because sometimes we just pray, but are we praying in the spirit or are we really praying in the flesh? Amen. I don't know if anybody else got that, but I definitely got that. So I want to say thank you, and God bless you, and may he continue to make his face to shine upon you and everything that you do according to his word. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Pastor Shanika, I want to express my personal appreciation for the words that you brought forward this day. I want you to continue to encourage you to go forth, because the words that you speak will not come back void and without fulfilling its purpose for those who love the Lord. I have been greatly blessed by your message. Keep on keeping on.
Amen. Bless you, Evangelist Mother Pat. I love you too. And bless you, Pastor Wisdom. I love you also. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Is there another on the line? Hallelujah. With remarks for Pastor Shanika on today, the mic is yours.
Amen. Amen. This is Prophetess Irene. I just want to say God bless you, Pastor Shanika, for that powerful word on prayer. And I just want to thank you for the scriptures and just teaching us about being obedient in God and how we should pray. God bless you. Amen.
Amen, and bless you, Prophet's Mother Irene. Amen, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. This is Apostle Firestarter. I just want to say God bless you, one of God. Hallelujah. I've known Pastor Shanika. Glory to God for a long time. Hallelujah. Mentor her. Hallelujah. She was coming up through grade school. Hallelujah. Meaning high school. And just watched her grow in the ministry. My God. Hallelujah. The word that you brought on today. Sometimes we forget to pray. We're running so fast. We jump up and get in a hurry because we're going to be late. And late for what? We need to pray. Hallelujah. Prayer protection. Glory to God. There's power in prayer. So I thank God for you on today for bringing us that friendly reminder. Even though we already knew it, hallelujah, it sometimes takes for somebody to say it out loud to us, for us to remember that we need to slow down and take the time to pray daily, hallelujah, and about all things. Seek God. And so I just bless you for that word, hallelujah. Blessings on you and your household. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen. Bless you, Apostle Firestarter. Thank you. I love you. And Prophet Mother Irene. Amen, amen.
Amen. Is there another? Hallelujah. The mic is open and it's yours. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, everybody. Hallelujah. Going to open up the floor. Hallelujah. And turn the mic over to, hallelujah, our Queen Chief Apostle. Hallelujah. For her remarks and comments. Glory to God. Then we'll go into our closing song. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. My God, hallelujah. What a remarkable, powerful movement on today, hallelujah. I don't know if I'm anybody else, my God, feels such the peace, the shalom that's on the airways right now, hallelujah. Do anybody else feel the shalom of God here as it was with
Amen.
David?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, oh my God. When the Lord said, welcome, mighty warrior, hallelujah, and he called that place Yahweh Shalom, for the Lord is peace. Do anybody feel that peace is just, don't you hear it? You can hear it even in the
Amen.
Spirit. It's such a calming, a soothing
yeah.
serenity. Oh, my God. It's like you can just lay in it. You can float in it. Oh, my God, my God, my God. Such a powerful movement on today. Hallelujah. I was already, my God, ecstatic before we got on. Hallelujah. And still ecstatic the more. Bless you, bless you, bless you. Hallelujah, Pastor Sanika, for that powerful word, for letting us know about praying and the reason why our prayer request is not being heard. Hallelujah. Thank you for letting us know that we have to pray no matter what, no matter what it looks like, sounds like, or feels like, that prayer, hallelujah, it is, oh, my God, the prayer is the code. The prayer is the bridge. The prayer is the way that we truly can hear God. I'm telling you, it's the inner cry. Why you think the word of God says when we don't know what to pray, our spirit will make groanings and moanings and words cannot be uttered because it knows what to pray whenever we need to pray. Hallelujah. So thank you for reminding us on today that our prayer is a personal package, a private information sent to God. Thank you for letting us know. Hallelujah. I'm just grateful and thankful on today, and I just want to just lay in his peace. Just begin to hold your hands up. Hallelujah. Hold your hands up and just wave your hands in a peace. Hallelujah. Wave your hands. Hallelujah. Grasp it. Don't let this peace that's, my God, is on this broadcast right now to leave you for today. Let it be with you today, this afternoon, this evening, tonight, when you wake up, when you go to sleep. My God. Oh, my God. Expect God to come and talk to you as he did with King Solomon in your sleep on tonight. My God, my God. Let it be marinated in your soul, in your psyche, my God, on today. Woo, Jesus, my God, be thankful unto him, hallelujah, for this peace. I just bless you, Pastor Nika, for this powerful word, because God is the peace that passes all understanding to guard our hearts, minds, soul, and spirit. And one thing I love when you do bring the word to us, hallelujah, it always be in, my God, in that gentleness that Jesus presented, hallelujah, like when he was on the, when he did the Sermon on the Mountain. And Matthew 5, he came with that humbleness. He came with that authority and that dominion, but he came in so much humbleness. Hallelujah. And so I thank God for the humbleness and on your life. Hallelujah. I thank you, oh God, my God, for the happiness and the delightfulness in your spirit. So I just decree and declare of your life that you begin to walk in, my God, the movement of God's praying spirit. Hallelujah. If Jesus prayed, he was the Son of God. He was the second part of the Trinity. That's the praying spirit of God. A lot of us don't know that we all have a praying spirit of God because that's the part that Jesus prayed. When before Jesus even ate, he prayed. Come on now, somebody. When he was in the storm, he prayed and rebuked the winds. Come on now, somebody. Hallelujah. When the fig tree wouldn't even give him nothing to eat when he was hungry, he prayed and rebuked it. Come on now, somebody. So that's
Amen.
The praying spirit of God. Hallelujah. Before he risen Lazarus from the grave, what did he do? Come on now, somebody. Somebody tell me. What did Jesus do before he risen Lazarus from the grave? He prayed.
He prayed.
On now.
Amen.
Oh, my.
He sure
Woo.
Did.
Jesus, my God, got me. Oh, my God, I'm jumping like Tigger with Winnie the Pooh. Y'all know how Tigger jump, hop. My God,
He prayed. Everything that he did, he prayed. How about this? Before he gave up his the ghost in his last breath, what did he do? He prayed. Come on now, somebody.
Amen.
Everything that he did before he ascended in heaven, he prayed. That's the praying spirit of God, is having that intercession as Jesus did. And so I decree and declare it over your life, Pastor Nika, and everybody's life who's connecting. We don't understand is when a prophetic word goes out to the speaker or to whoever it may be, if you connect it to them, that word rolls over to you because we're one. Oh, my God.
Amen.
Just as the children of Israel was in the walls of Jericho, they were one, unified breakthrough. Hallelujah. Who is ready for a unified breakthrough on today? Hallelujah. Who is truly, really?
Amen.
I am long overdue and ready.
Amen.
I'm talking about like I'm expecting it like right now type of stuff.
Yes,
who is expecting
suddenly,
it like right now type of stuff? Mommy, like a right
Amen.
Now, right now. You know how the kids say, for real, for real?
Amen.
I'm talking
right
about
now.
A for real,
Amen.
For real. Am I the
for
only
real,
one on here that's
looking
for real, for real
Amen.
Right now?
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Oh, my God.
Yes.
A matter of protection for God, because you know that he's able. If the words of David said, if the Lord protect me from the lion, the paw of the bear, he can surely protect me right now. He can do it right now. I'm talking about that manifestation that you know he done it before, so you're expecting it right now, for real, for real. Like, Lord, come on now. I need
Amen.
You to do it right now. And the moment for you to move on our behalf, hallelujah. In the words of the Lord, my God, it says the set time of favor is come. It's who knows your favor has come. The moment designated for
Amen.
You has come. The harvest time has come.
Yes.
Jesus said it's
hallelujah.
Harvest time. How many of you know that it's harvest time right now? Not tomorrow, not
yes.
next day, but right now. If you grasp it right
yes.
now, the woman of God said,
yes.
you pray for it right now, you shall have it right now. What did Jesus
yes.
say? Jesus
hallelujah.
Said everything. Oh, Jesus, my God. He said everything is possible for him who believe. And if you believe, you shall receive what you ask for in prayer, and it shall be yours. Come on now, somebody. How many, oh, my God, who on here right now is ready to get what you ask for right now because Jesus said so? That's the praying
yes.
spirit of God.
Amen.
I bless your name. This word
Amen.
Was for right now. I know that we, like Pastor Nika said, she thought it was for the second Sunday, but it was for right now, because I'm telling you, I know for me, oh my God, I embrace it and I grasp it and I take ownership of it. Hallelujah. You know how sometimes you receive something, but you'll throw it away or lose it. I ain't talking about no receiving this word. I'm talking about I'm taking possession and ownership
all
like
right,
the children yes. of Israel.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Of this word on today.
Hallelujah.
Oh my God. In the words of Tony the Tiger, I feel great. Come on now, somebody.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I'm telling you, my God, this
Amen.
Word was phenomenal. And I am so grateful and thankful unto God for this word on today. Oh, my God, I'm telling you, I thank you all, hallelujah, for being in tune. It's like today, I'm telling you, I don't know if anybody's feel to see this thing. Today, all of us is connected, unified in the spirit. Did anybody else see that in the spirit? Did anybody feel the connection? It's like we was all connected. You know how, kind of like centipedes, you know how they all connected? They're all connected and they all walk together. It's like that. I think it's all connected in the spirit. Hallelujah. And so I know every last person that's listening to this broadcast, you can expect it to manifest because of your prayer. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Have a fiesta on today. Hallelujah. Celebration of what's to come. Hallelujah. Because in the words of Bob Proctor, and I love him, if you see it in your mind, and you speak it out of your mouth, you can hold it in your hand. Grab it right now. Hallelujah. Because it's done. The word of God has already spoken. I thank you all. I bless you all. Hallelujah. I'm excited. Oh, Jesus, the mic is yours, Apostle Firestarter, hallelujah. If anybody else have any remarks, my God, hallelujah.
Woo. Hallelujah, Apostle Firestarter, before you come, I just want to say this to Pastor Samika. Once again, you have my condolences on the loss, on the passing of your grandmother, and even though she was paralyzed yesterday. And I also want to say this to everybody. God is saying that we are all connected. We are all one in the spirit. We are all one in body, in the body of Christ. And we, oh, my God, if you could just feel it. Have you ever felt like when you walk outside, the breath of freshness, and when you feel the wind that lightly just touches your face. Have any of you ever felt that? I'm sure you have. And you got that feeling of, you know, it's that type of feeling. And it just feels so good to be in the body of Christ with saints. You understand what I'm saying? It's so good that we are able to come together, you know, in unity. Because when he blesses one, he blesses us all. Why? Because we're together in unity for the glory of him. So I just wanted to say that to my brothers and my sisters, just to tell you all that I love you all so very much. And continue to keep God first and continue to spread the word of God. Amen? Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Bless you, Mother Pat. Are there any additional remarks, glory to God, before we go into our benediction and closing song? Hallelujah. The mic is yours.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I just want to say just a few quick announcements before we have our benediction. We will, Apostle T would like to thank everyone for your prayers for her mother. She would like to humbly thank everyone for your prayers. And she thanks everyone for respecting her privacy as she's taking care of her mother. And she thanks everyone for, she asks that we continue to keep her family uplifted in prayer. To all the ministry staff, I have posted a special announcement for you all. If you can check our inbox, also on our ministry staff page on Facebook and on I Am a Ruby. Amen, amen. And I would like to thank everyone who said a prayer for me and my family as we laid my grandmother to rest yesterday. And I just thank God for the life that she lived and the love that she left to us and her legacy. And I will post the other announcements on our website. If you all need anything while Apostle T is attending to her family, you can reach out to our head mother, Evangelist Mother Pat, our head superintendent, Apostle Marsha Jones, or myself, the co-assistant pastor of the ministry, Pastor Sunika, and we will be there to pray and intercede and help you with whatever you need help with. We thank you all. Amen, amen. I turn it back over to you, Apostle Firestar.
Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Again, as Pastor Sunika said, the announcements will be posted. Glory to God. I'm just going to ask you, just go on to www.iamaruby.com. Glory to God. There is a wealth of information there. There's movies. There's worship music. My God, hallelujah, there's a wealth of knowledge there. Hallelujah, he said, study to show thyself approved. Put it into your daily schedule to at least go on there, hallelujah, in the morning and in the evening. Glory to God. And post up a word, post up a prayer, hallelujah, get a word for yourself. Glory to God. But in all you're getting, get understanding from the word. Glory to God, hallelujah. We have a university, we've got a high school, glory to God, hallelujah, we've got different groups within, glory to God, hallelujah, that's helping, hallelujah, to spread the word and to teach and train up, glory to God. So take a look around, go on, hallelujah, if you haven't registered already, again, go to www.iamaruby.com, hallelujah, and get registered on today, hallelujah, and begin to research, hallelujah. Find out for yourself, glory to God. Don't take our word for it. Go to the word, hallelujah. Study his word, hallelujah, and let him tell you, glory to God, more and even more than we've given you on today. Glory to God, hallelujah. Always remember to pray without ceasing, glory to God. There is power in prayer, hallelujah. Glory to God. Lord God, we thank you on this day for this service, hallelujah, from the beginning. Hallelujah, all the way to the end. Hallelujah, and we'll trust and stand on your word
and do better, Lord God, and to pray daily in the name of Jesus and to pray about all things, Lord God. So even as of right now, everything that was weighing us down before we got on the line, Lord God, we thank you, Holy Ghost, that they dropped it off and did not carry it throughout the line in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God, that their lives shall forever be changed, hallelujah, on this line in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, we thank you that all they do is win. All they do is win. Lord God, I thank you that they're no longer down. They're going all the way up, hallelujah, to the top floor. Come on, somebody, to the top floor. We're going all the way up. In Jesus' mighty and matchless name, hallelujah, amen, amen, and amen. So let the words of our mouths and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, you are our strength and our Redeemer. It is in Jesus' name that we pray, amen, 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 and amen, hallelujah. We're going to, hallelujah, before we get off the line, hallelujah, we always say agape, and then we'll have a closing song. Glory to God, hallelujah. So what do we say when we get off the line? Agape.
Agape.
Agape. Glory. I love you all.
We love you too. Now we'll have our closing song.
In the water,
water was cold.
Me and my body, but
I
got to work early, but when I got old,
all sheep right back to the
pole. He did it clay, I needed him more. Then I got bold, talking to people I didn't know that Jesus can save your soul. When he came in with his two belts, like a janitor with a whole bunch of keys.
He
did it for me, he'll do it for you, yeah, yeah. He can totally rearrange your life, free from bondage, free from strife, he will. I'm a witness, he
will.
Hey,
calm down, don't panic.
Get rebuilt, he can be the mechanic. Let him get it, you forget it. He can fit it and he can read it. Let him fix it, might as well go get some chicken.
Get me a wing and a biscuit.
Might as well eat, rest my feet.
God, I'm slumber.
Might as well sleep. If it's done, dear, you believe you receive. All your haters, get ready to leave.
Too blessed, too blessed. Trust him,
trust him only. He will never forsake you. He will never leave you lonely.
Give you the medicine, spiritual dose,
and it will fix whatever is broke. He will.
He will. He will.
Yeah.
He will.
Break it down, break it down.
Holy
mix song.
Like you need it.
Yeah.
I tried it. Jesus. My mama told me.
All right, Dad,
she said,
I
call
you.
It on the name of Jesus. He'll save you. He'll heal you. He'll deliver you. I tried it. Jesus. Call on Jesus. Jesus.
To God be the glory, agape.
Agape.
Woo,
hallelujah. Agape, hallelujah.
Agape, to God be the glory, amen.
Hallelujah.